This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here with The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and again, just get engaged, get involved. If you head up to the website, there's a live chat room going on up there that you can get involved with. If you're on Facebook, and that's where you like to hang out, then head over to Facebook. Because we also have a Facebook feed, a live Facebook feed, where there are smarter people than I in there. And you get involved with them. You can talk with them. So I'm going to have some fun with this. Some of you may not care for it, but I don't care because I think it's hilarious. We'll talk a little bit about net neutrality, and we'll talk a little bit about the tax bill that will pass. So, Crowder, Stephen Crowder has a show called Louder with Crowder. And he goes out, he's been going on college campuses lately. And he's been, you know, basically it's a game of, hey, change my mind. I don't believe in same-sex marriage. Change my mind. I don't believe in not medical marijuana, but recreational marijuana. Change my mind. That whole thing. So this one, he goes on the college campuses, and he says, I'm pro-gun. Changed my mind. Now, a few people got nasty with him, but nothing like the one when he was on campus talking about transgenderism or anything along those lines. They were hateful. Now, I don't know if they were transgender people or not. Not the point. But they were definitely hateful. So he's sitting there at the table with another guy, and he grabs one of the students. So one of the students there is brown skin, and he's going to call himself that in a minute. And wait till you hear what he has to say about this whole thing. I actually think it's kind of funny. All right? And I say that because the first thing he goes to is the color of his skin. And I'm thinking to myself, why just go there? Why not let it play out and talk about the issue and not about the color of your skin? Maybe because you've been conditioned to do so. I don't know. I'm just guessing here. I'm not the genius in the room. Believe me, I'm not the genius in the room. Anyway, let's take a listen.
As a smart guy, I think it's important then to define what it is we're discussing, right?
Yeah.
When you say some controls, what kind of controls?
Controls that actually, you know, a lot of Americans, when they're trying to get a license for guns or they're trying to purchase guns or whatever, they should be able to document it, and not with paper, but with...
I want you to hear what this young man is saying, because he doesn't really understand what he's saying or why, okay? And all he's really doing is regurgitating, because he's not sold out to this. It's obvious he's not sold out to this.
Machine documentation. And on top of that, they should go through a psych evaluation of if they're too violent or they have a past of being too violent. Then they should be restricted or completely opted out of even owning a gun, depending on how violent they are.
Before we go, so you're saying that If somebody has a documented history of violence,
mm-hmm.
they should not be able to purchase a firearm.
Yes, or they should be restricted.
Yeah, so the fact that he's even mentioning this should be a big hint. Come on, let's be honest about it. It should be a big hint, right? He obviously doesn't know what rules are in place, but he's going to make decisions based on it.
To only probably a handgun.
Okay, well, that's interesting. I'd like to go back mm-hmm. to that. Can you mind holding the mic a little closer? Sorry, because everyone's getting louder. So if I were to tell you it's already the law, I assume you've never purchased a firearm.
No.
Okay, it's already the law. You can't buy a firearm if you're a violent
criminal.
Mm-hmm. It's not allowed.
Yeah.
And they said, but maybe only restricted to a handgun.
Yeah.
I find that curious. Why would someone be restricted to a handgun above other guns?
Because here's the thing. Again, every American has a right to own a firearm, and that's the Second Amendment. We cannot change that. We cannot take that away.
Now, this is a college student. I don't know what he's going to school for. He hasn't been asked yet. But you can't take that Second Amendment away. It's there and that's it. Well, that's not true. Right? We all know you can take it away. It can be taken away from you, so to speak. And the fact that he doesn't know that, yet he's sitting there as a very educated person, or what he believes himself to be. Again, very, very interesting in listening to these people and watching these people.
Away from them. And that's something we should always protect.
I appreciate that.
But demoting them down to, let's say, a handgun, that doesn't take away the fact that, hey, maybe someone might come into their house and, you know, might steal something or might affect their family or whatever. And just because they're a criminal doesn't always mean they're just, like, always going to be violent and all that stuff.
All right, so somebody breaks into your house and they're in your house and they're a criminal, but criminals aren't always violent. What kind of guts, stupidity, mental illness does it take to break into somebody's house? To actually believe that you're allowed to go in there and do what you want to do. And then be surprised when they show up with a gun. It's always been interesting to me.
If they have a handgun to at least protect themselves and not cause mass damage to, like, what happened in Las Vegas,
right,
then that way they're protecting themselves and they won't be out there to harm others. And if they do, we also have the police at hand to at least, you know, limit casualties and all that stuff.
Forgive me if it seems like I'm interrupting. I just mm-hmm. go to I want to kind of address each point so we can find out whether we agree
yeah.
or not. So
when we come back from the break, I will allow Mr. Crowder to lay his issues out. But this kid is at college, and he doesn't know any of these things. And he doesn't know almost everything he said was wrong. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandate slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head, comb it over, wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EZ66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at KDArmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at CATIArmor.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the polls, a whole bunch of stuff that you can do up there. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. And, you know, sign up for the email blast. If you sign up for the email blast program, now all it does is we send an email out once a week, let you know who we're going to be talking to, what we're going to be talking about, all that fun stuff. And it gives you a heads up as to the nights you might want to listen. Anyway, we were listening to a piece by Steven Crowder from Louder with Crowder. And he's having real conversations on campus sites, which I think is a great idea. And he's calling it, you know, Convince Me or Change My Mind. In this one, it's I'm pro-gun, change my mind. So he wants college kids to approach him and discuss trying to change his mind on how he feels about certain issues. This one happens to be guns. The young college student who's responding to him on several levels has yet to get it right. And I mean from a standpoint, from a legal standpoint, where he's calling things out like he has a clue. He doesn't have a clue. So let's listen some more.
My understanding.
Oh, and Crowder's about to school him on everything that he said that was factually incorrect. Or as I like to say, wrong.
Standing is that you're saying we should limit these people to handguns,
yes,
as opposed to long rifles, semi-automatic rifles,
yes,
with which they could commit mass damage. So in order,
yes,
to mitigate the damage.
Yes.
What if I were to tell you that unequivocally, it's not even close, the vast majority of mass shootings take place with handguns?
Well, again, people put modifications on the guns, and I understand that a lot of mass shootings also happen with handguns.
No, most. Almost nearly all, statistically.
Yeah, but I also think that, actually, let me refer, let me step back.
Let me, because I'm having some ideas now, and let me go ahead and share those ideas with you.
Back a bit.
Okay.
And where I'm pulling this idea of handguns is, there was an article I read about someone creating a handgun that only registered to yours, like, biometrics. Have you heard of it?
Yes, I have. It's,
yeah,
a disaster, but yes, continue.
It is a disaster, but the reason I'm touching on that is because it's a really good idea. And the NRA, which I kind of have a problem with right now, is not letting us research guns, in a sense, or making them completely safe. As from what I understand, I'm not too educated on what the NRA is doing right now. It's just
so he doesn't know much about the NRA, but he's telling you what they're doing, but he's not sure what they're doing, even though he's telling you what he believes they're doing. Anybody else confused?
More research on guns than anyone in the country.
Yeah, and they always find a way to, like, make sure there's no gun controls going on and all that stuff. But let me say,
they always find that. Don't let this stuff just fly by. This is what they're teaching these kids on college campuses. You're my kids. They're teaching them this stuff on college campuses. You hear what he said, right? That they fight to make sure, and they won't allow any gun regulations at all. I'm not so sure that's true, young man.
People are able to put modifications on their guns, which,
mm-hmm,
of course, should be completely unallowed, no matter what. Like bump stocks, there's also...
There's a catchphrase, right? Bump stocks?
There's also this...
What is a bump stock?
A bump stock is basically, if you fire a gun, that thing just bounces back. There's also a needle in which you can put in your guns,
mm-hmm,
where if you pull the trigger, it constantly forces your finger back, so it's kind of like an automatic rifle.
So some ignorant poor soul sat this guy down and fed him a line of ignorance. Now, you and I both know. Think about something. Get 15 people in a row and start off with the true story, exact facts with person number one. By the time he gets to 15, I don't know. It's not even in the same state anymore, right? When you start off with an ignorant person telling lies or mistruths or misspeaks, in this case, it only had to go one person away to get totally massacred.
Right.
And that, of course, should be illegal as well. And going back to why I'm saying demote people to handguns, yes, they're almost all mass shootings are committed with handguns. Again, I'm saying people should go through background checks and all that stuff.
But that already happened. That already exists.
But it's not too refined.
Yeah.
I mean,
here's one thing I...
What's refined mean? What's he looking for? Do you want character references back to the third grade? I mean, what do you really, really want on these background checks? And now that we know the FBI might have been under, you know, the control of Mr. Obama, I mean, seriously, how far are you going to go with this?
I would say, mm-hmm, respectfully, and I do disagree with you on several instances, but I appreciate,
yeah,
you taking the time. I think that there's a discussion taking place in this country,
yeah,
and it's between two camps. You're not going to like what I'm about to say, but it's not meant as a personal insult.
No.
It's between gun owners,
mm-hmm,
and completely ill-informed. If you purchase...
That's all I needed. Right? Well, here, let him finish. Some of you may not know the actual laws behind these things.
To fire him, you would know that everything you've just said is untrue.
Yeah.
And I don't say to insult you.
No, no, you're
right. As a matter
of
fact, I would recommend you go purchase a firearm for yourself, even if you're getting a revolver.
Okay.
You know what I mean? A 22 revolver.
Okay.
You'll go through a background check. You'll see, asking the questions. They're going to ask for your license.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to make sure it's the same address that you currently live. It'll probably be the most stringent background check you've ever gone through.
Okay.
It's more stringent than Social Security.
Okay.
So all of those things.
So, again, we're pretty much done with this. But you think about this. Think about the information that he's been given, that he's been told is through the college student. And he's running with that like it's gospel truth. Like it can't be refuted, it's gospel truth. You should check out some of Crowder's other videos. He does a really good job with this stuff. And when these young kids on college campuses are being taught this stuff, who's holding their professors to a higher standard? Who's making sure that what they're being told is true? Because it can't be the parents. The parents aren't there. They're nowhere to be found. Good, bad, or indifferent, they're nowhere to be found. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. This is why I always say the same thing. You've got to interact with your kids. You have to find out what they're learning in school, what they're talking about, conversations they're having, what they're discussing. Are they right on? Are you going to let that stuff fester in their head? I wouldn't. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson.
Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Please answer the question.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for joining us. I do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Got a Facebook feed going on. Got a live, what's that thing called? Chat room at the website, therealside.com. Lots of ways to get in touch with the show. Lots of ways to get in touch with me. Send me an email, joe at therealside.com. That's joe at TheRealSide.com. All right, so again, I mean, this is what we're teaching our kids on college campuses. This is what the professors that you're paying out of your pocket, and the way you look at it, are teaching. Well, that's interesting. Are teaching the your young kids on college campus. We've got, let's see. Make sure I hit the right buttons. Got Carla from California on the line with me. Carla, thanks for calling in.
Hey, Joe and Tammy. Merry Christmas to you both.
Well, Merry Christmas to you, too. I appreciate that very much.
So, these college kids, holy smokes. Unfortunately, this goes back to grade school, high school, and what they're not being taught in those areas. You're not taught what the law is, not taught what the Constitution is, what the Bill of Rights is. It all starts there. They're taking all of that out, and then you get the young man that Steven Crowder was just talking to when they get to college.
Oh, you should have heard the...
Oh, my goodness. As
you should have heard
the chat room a few minutes ago. Can you spell moron?
Well, you know, but when you see the young man sitting there and he's answering the questions, and he almost looks professor-ish, like he knows what he's talking about, and you should believe him just because of his body language. It's just craziness.
Well, language can be deceiving now, can't it?
Oh, well, yes. But again, I just think it's these young people are so afraid to say, I just don't know. I don't know. I don't understand. You know, explain it to me. They feel like they have to know everything or else.
Yeah, otherwise they come off looking stupid. But the thing is, they come off looking stupid anyway. It's unfortunate.
Shh, don't tell them because then I won't have a show. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and we'd hurt their feelings, you know,
yeah,
and we don't want
to
hurt their feelings.
Oh, Carla, yeah. Thanks for calling. I appreciate it. You have a safe New Year
so
as well
much.
As a great Christmas. Thank you.
And you too. You both right. too, you and Tammy. Thank you so much.
Thank you. All right, now we'll go to, how about John in Texas? John, thanks for joining the show tonight.
I'm actually a first-time caller, so I'm a little bit nervous. But I'm actually listening to this, and I've been in high school here. I'm first, basically, immigrant over here. And one thing that actually shocked me when I got into high school, and that actually started back in 1995, is that the kids over here are not being taught simple history. And somebody said that, one of the world leaders said that people who do not learn history don't repeat it. And this mm-hmm. is exactly what is happening.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, correct I agree me with if you. I'm wrong, though.
No, you're exactly right. They don't understand what it took for us to get our freedom. They think they have the answers. They're being taught by very liberal professors and teachers, and we're heading right back into that mess.
And actually, I almost got expelled from school because I started questioning my history teacher. Which is, I started asking him, like, well, what about this? What about that? Well, how come you don't talk about what's happened during World War II? And at that point, my teacher got furious and pretty much sent me to principal.
You know what?
Which is kind of ridiculous, but...
Yeah, it's a good thing to question. It's a good thing to question your teachers, your professors. Don't do it. I'm not saying you did this, but don't do it out of irritation. Do it because you really feel like they're wrong or they're off or they should explain it to you better. What you did was the right thing to do. And, you know, John, thanks so much for calling in. Keep listening and let your friends know about
Thank
the show.
You.
Thank you. You know, he's so right. You can't. It's almost like you can't challenge, but you always challenge in a respectful way, right? We're not gonna. You don't challenge to be a jerk. You challenge because you truly have a question. You truly feel like the professor and or the teacher is off, and it's okay. Again, as long as you do it in a respectful way. Okay, you know how I'm on your case all the time. You know I'm on your case all the time. Period. But you know how I'm on your case all the time about voting. All right, we just had an immigrant on the line with us, right? My family are a bunch of immigrants that came to this country. And one of the things they look forward to, one of the things that they have a right to do that they didn't have a right to do where they came from, is vote. They have a right to choose their elected officials. So don't let it slide by. And I've always told you guys, in the area that I live in, we've had people win by 17 votes, won by 32 votes. So think about that. Do you not know 35 people you could have got out to vote? Don't you know 15 people, or you know, in the case of the 17 votes, 20 people that you could have got off their butts to get out and go vote? Probably now. And so do I. Well, a Democrat won the Virginia House seat in a recount by one lousy vote. Now, some of you say, man, I'd be asking for another re-vote. Well, yeah, you could. But there were a lot of tight margins, and the recount was one of the four scheduled for House races that ended with extremely tight margins. Okay? I mean, you think about some of this stuff. You know what the fight is going into it. You know what the fights are going to be over the next year. You need to help. I don't care if it's a friend of yours. I don't care if it's not a friend of yours. I don't care if it's your party, not your party. You need to pay attention and put the best person for the job in there. And you notice how I said, I don't care what party it's from. I really don't. You know, I have Democrat friends that should be Republicans. They should re-register Republicans. They vote Republican. They act Republican. They just are Republicans. They just don't know it. The recount was one of four scheduled for the House races. Now, last week, Republican Del Tim Hugo held on to his seat in Fairfax County after a recount had a marginal impact on his 100-plus vote lead. Two more recounts are set to take place on Wednesday, Thursday for districts in and around Richmond. If Democrats and Republicans ultimately find themselves evenly split, a messy dynamic could unfold. The parties may have to compromise just to elect a speaker and assign committee chairmanships. Now, last time Virginia's House was evenly divided was 20 years ago, when parties reached a power-sharing agreement. But if no agreement can be reached, prolonged chaos could ensue. Now, politics is a lot more partisan today. You mean, really, seriously. Look at all the votes. And you want to talk about partisanship. Look at the votes that are taking place, the votes that are taking place, the opinions that are taking place, if you would, in the court systems, especially the federal court system. You look at these judges that were appointed by Obama. Look at the judges that were appointed by George W. When you look at the Supreme Court and other courts, you have 5-4 decisions, and they are like the legislators. Split right down party lines. Not in every case. In a lot of cases. That was never the way it was meant to be. Never. And our Supreme Court was never meant to have the kind of power they have today. And today, we are partisan. 110% partisan. Now, speaking at lunchtime long before the recount ended, Simmons said that she was optimistic that lawmakers could find a compromise and get things done in Richmond despite a split chamber. I'm an optimistic person, she said. We can work with Republicans. She cited common ground such as increasing teacher pay, expanding maternity leave for state employees, and criminal justice reform that would lead to fewer people being in prison. Now it's funny how it is. It's funny that most Republicans feel that the reason there's more people in prison is because more people are committing crimes or getting caught committing crimes, one of the two. The Democrats feel like that the reason there's more people in prison is because police are picking on more people, on more people in the lower socioeconomic rungs. The recount is the first to flip the results of a Virginia House race in at least 20 years. Now, Quentin Kidd, a political science professor at Christopher Newport University, in the Newport Times, said that the district was far less affected than Northern Virginia by the wave of sentiment against President Trump. Now, I love this because that's what they're going to make all these elections out to be. They're all going to be negative on President Trump. That simple. You know, what's the root of the wave? Trump and women, Kidd said. If you think about the typical working class voter in the district, they may not be excited about that intersection. The 94th district follows the James River along the western portion of Newport News. It's a city with a large minority population. Now, here's the bad part about it. They have shipyards, and they build aircraft carriers there. They were out of work under Obama, in work under Trump. It makes no sense. Anyway, we come back, we'll go to the phones. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of The Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines, spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system, and get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clear, healthier, younger-looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com, and like me, you'll be glad you did.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
We are back. You're listening to Real... Don't you love horns? I think horns are great. I probably could listen to them all night long. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being with me. Remember, I mean, some of you are getting out of town early. I don't know if we'll get the show, won't get the show. Remember, we have smartphone apps, but we don't have the normal, you know, blah, you know, kind of smartphone apps. You head up to the website, realside.com, head into the store. On the site, we've got the Apple app and the, what's that thing called, Android app. And they're free. I know they're in the store, but they're free, okay? You get a link, take you to the Apple, wherever you get them on Apple and Android. And it does more than just bring you the show. You can easily, from one place, you can easily get the video podcast, the audio podcast. You can watch the show live. We have a live chat room going on during the show that will come up on your phone. You can get notice that the show is going live. Read our recent articles that we're posting. All that fun stuff. It's all up there. And it's all from one place. You don't have to go looking on a website for it. And it's very pretty looking. It looks like it fits the photo. It looks good. Now, I haven't got to this discussion yet, but I don't mind kicking it off early with this guy. Bill joins me from Oregon. He wants to talk about net neutrality. Bill, welcome to the show.
Joe, I am listening to you on the Internet.
because today will probably be the last day that I'll be able to use the internet with the end of net neutrality.
I know.
And so I'm listening to you, my friend.
Well, you'll never be able to buy on the internet again. The only stores you'll be able to get to are the ones that I think it's AT&T and Time Warner, and you know, only the stores they want to get you to go to. Wasn't it like that before net neutrality hit?
Yeah, in fact, I'm actually calling you from my rotary dial princess
oh my
because
God.
That's all Ma Bell would let me buy.
Is it pink? Come on, you can tell us.
No, it's avocado.
That's old. But on the net neutrality, though, don't you love what they're putting out there as the things that are going to bring the world to an end over net neutrality?
Yeah, it's absolutely shockingly stupid, amazingly stupid how people are treating this as if since Windows 95, the world has not changed. I mean, what do you mean? What has changed? What has changed in the last 2 years? What changed from 2014 to today? Nothing.
No. Well, let me read something to you that somebody had sent me earlier today. I was going to use it. And it says, the basic principle about net neutrality is it'll prohibit internet service providers like AT&T, Comcast, and Verizon from speeding up, slowing down, or, check this out, here's the key words for me, blocking any content, applications, or websites that you may want to use because they deem them unacceptable. Now, it seems like Facebook, Twitter are doing that now and have no problem with it. Nobody wants to move forward to stop them, and that seems to be okay. Isn't this kind of hypocritical?
Yeah, just a little bit. Look, the biggest thing I've heard tonight in reading the news tonight while listening to your show on the internet, I actually read a story that said free porn is going away.
Oh, no.
It's actually the benefit of net neutrality going away. So,
God, this is just nuts. But you're right. People will believe anything thrown at them. And the left seems to, they're just kind of ready with their shotguns and their cannons. When stuff like this crops up, they're going after net neutrality. Today's tax bill. World is coming to an end. Rich people are going to get richer. Poor people are going to get poorer. Oh, my God. And while the ice is melting from the polar caps. I don't know. I think we should get out
and
now.
Donald Trump is still not my president.
Oh, God, Bill. Did you call me to rile me up 7 minutes before the show's over? Is that what you're doing?
I'm trying to. I had more energy left.
You know, I obviously I know who you are. Why don't you tell the people who you are and how they can hear your show as well?
Oh, come on. Actually, I just wanted to harass you. So...
The Bill Post Radio Show
is a local talk show in Salem, Oregon, and we're on AM 1220 KPJC here in Salem and on the internet at billpost.com, 3 to 6 Pacific time, Monday through Friday, but definitely it's just light years away from Joe Messina, so we don't go there.
No, Bill will get you ready. He'll get you all set, and then I'll come in and give you the 2-3 punch, and between the two of us, we'll get you off your butts in the morning so that you can go out there and fight the good fight like we are. Hey, Bill, thanks for calling the show. Appreciate your time.
You bet, Joe. You take care. Merry Christmas.
Hey, Merry Christmas to you, and God bless. You know, I love these guys. We have to support each other. There are guys out there fighting a good fight and having a hard time getting forward and having a hard time, you know, online like you see now. But it was funny because when I was reading that earlier, and I've got the list of all the things that net neutrality was supposed to do or not do. You know, there were a bunch of people pushing back in 2015 for this net neutrality. Okay? And supposedly net neutrality keeps this whole interweb thing free and open. And it allows people to share. Now, I want you guys to know something. I've been in this business, and producer Tammy's been in the business a long time too, but I've been in this business since the days of dial-up. And the internet was around during dial-up. You guys just don't know that. I think because Al Gore invented it back then, right? Or something like that. I actually had an acoustic coupler that helped me get out on the internet, or what was called the internet. And one of the first programs I used was a program called Gopher. And you would put in the what you were, and man, you had a no basic. I think it was called Boolean requests. So I'm not going to get all crazy on you, but you had that make request, and it would go looking. And it didn't come up with 63,000 or 6.5 million results in a matter of seconds. No, you came back the next day to see what you got. Am I wrong?
No.
And you know that whole goofy thing you saw?
If it worked.
If it worked at all, right? Because if you spelled the name wrong, you were dead. It would just spin forever. What was that movie? You Got Mail, right? With Meg Ryan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Tom Hanks.
And Tom Hanks. And you hear the dial-up in the whole nine yards, right? Same thing there. You know, your screen would refresh and you'd be rolling and everything. All right, so we've come a long way since then. But we didn't come a long way because the government regulated. We came a long way because these companies put money into research and development to make this thing better. I'm not going to get in all the particulars, you know? And they did, because a lot, originally the internet, I can't remember what it used to be called. There was a name for it before it was called the internet. And all the colleges were tied together with it. Government was tied together with it. It was a way for them to share research and other things. You could see the white papers online. Or the text. There wasn't much going on in the way of graphics. But we didn't get where we're at. We didn't get all these speeds and these upgrades and everything else because the government got involved. Matter of fact, they weren't involved in the beginning, not like this. So when you look at how the, and again, really, we're going to tell Verizon, AT&T, and the rest of them, Comcast and what have you, how they should provide service, right? I mean, this is just amazing. Technically, what net neutrality is the internet's guiding principle. At least that's what it's supposed to be. It preserves, supposedly, remember, I'm just reading this out of the brochures they were putting out, or the writings or the postings they were putting out. It preserves our right to communicate freely online. Net neutrality means an internet that enables and protects free speech. Sure. Because we've seen that. Let me tell you what. I've told you guys already, and I'll probably get in trouble for this, but I don't care. Google and that internet thing under net neutrality was throttling back the real side website. Wouldn't allow you to get to certain places. Okay, our traffic fell dramatically in a matter of days. And you know what? And if I'm that bad, then so be it. But there were so many other great guys in the same issue, the same problem. And their websites took nosedives overnight. And I'm talking going from over a million hits to about 70,000 hits. Do the math. Use all your fingers and toes. Right? And net neutrality was supposed to guarantee that they wouldn't be blocking or discriminating against any applications or websites or anything like that. But yet, you couldn't get to my website when the show started. My advertising went from Catalina Cruises or Cruises to Germany to toenail fungus fixers. Which one are you going to click on? I don't want to know. Don't tell me. Give away your secrets. So net neutrality was a farce. It was a joke. Because if it was true, then our traffic wouldn't have fallen under net neutrality. Right? Google would have been able to throttle us back. And gee, Facebook and Twitter think it's a wonderful idea. I wonder why that is. Because then the regulators get to regulate AT&T and the rest of them, and they leave Facebook and Twitter alone. I'll tell you what, Facebook and Twitter, I'll help draft a form of net neutrality as long as you guys are in under the umbrella. What do you think? Yeah, I think you'd like that. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. Write it down. You'll have it for tomorrow. We're here Monday through Friday. Actually, we're somewhere. 7 days a week. Always appreciate your time with me. And God bless. Have a great rest of the day.